like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please.
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Okay, so I do have some weird rating stuff because it was kind of up and down throughout. So this just came out moments ago. Speaking kind of what Dixon was saying on the text line, NBA Finals ratings were down in portions of the series. They were down from 2022, but the playoff viewership was up. ABC, ESPN, and TNT averaged 5.47 million viewers per game during the NBA playoffs, the most watched playoffs in 5 years. The network announced Tuesday. The finals were like this. ABC brought in an average of 11.6 million viewers, a decrease from 2022 when it was a six-game series between the Warriors and the Celtics. That averaged 12.4. So, a drop-off. It was interesting, though. Game 5 averaged a little over 13 million viewers, according to Nielsen. That was a four-year high, slightly beating out last year's NBA Finals Game 5 between the Warriors and the Celtics. So the finals was down, but like Game 5, chance for Denver to clinch it was up over Game 5 last year. Here's a local thing. Denver led the nation with an average household rating of 21.55 for the length of the series, according to the blog Sports TV Ratings. So more Nuggets fans were watching the playoffs than anybody else, essentially. Well,
so
Denver fans.
People that live in Colorado want to watch their home teams?
Yes, but there more people in Denver watch the playoffs than more people in L.A. watch the playoffs, is what this stat is showing.
Oh.
So you had more Nuggets fans tuning into the playoffs to watch their team than Lakers fans tuning in to watch the Lakers, or Heat fans to watch the Heat.
Fascinating.
That's really cool, right? I mean, that's
super cool. It
means that you have the best fan base in the NBA.
It means you should probably get your fan base a way to watch the games.
Yes, although that also might be because they were deprived of watching the Nuggets for so long that they were like, oh, we can actually watch it. But that's interesting. Is the Nuggets fan base the best fan base in the NBA? I mean, that would show you that maybe. It's an interesting stat, for sure.
We love our team more than you love our team.
We love our team more than the Lakers love their team. We love our team more than the Heat love their team. And maybe, like, Warriors fans were kind of like, we're just done. It was weird all year, and Draymond Green's punching people.
Four or five rings, whatever.
Yeah, we're just kind of bored.
We just got one.
Yeah.
Let us be happy.
So, that's fascinating. The fact that the finals were down, but Game 5 was up. As you were talking about earlier in the 11 o'clock hour, on the same day, the Nevada Senate voted to approve $380 million in public money for a Las Vegas ballpark for the Athletics. Fans in Oakland held their long-planned, we've heard about this, reverse boycott intended to fill the Oakland Coliseum and prove their worth to owner John Fisher in Major League Baseball. They filled it up, too. The reverse boycott. I like the reverse boycott.
It looked kind of cool. It looked straight out of Moneyball.
Yeah, man. They were in the South parking lot gathering. Fans lined up 3 hours before the game. They grabbed one of the 7,000 green cell T-shirts provided by $39,000 in community donations and produced by, $39,000 just by the fans.
For T-shirts.
Getting T-shirts up. The game drew 27,759, the largest home crowd of the season, and more than triple the team's home average of 8,555. I feel for Oakland fans. I really do. I feel for them. Because you lost your Raiders not too long ago. Now you're losing your Oakland A's. And what sucks for the A's is they were pretty good.
Are the Warriors still in Oakland? Or they're in San Francisco?
No, they're in San Francisco, too. You're losing everybody. Do they have anybody anymore? What do they have? I don't know. Plus, you live in Oakland, so that sucks. There's a lot of bad things happening if you're an Oakland fan.
Yeah, no, the Athletics are...
That's it, right?
Pretty much it.
And Oakland with the Raiders have been toyed with over the years, too, because Los Angeles, Oakland, Los Angeles, and now Las Vegas. Crazy, man. Feel for those fans. Fans just coming out saying, weird. They treated the fans like crap. They had good teams. And then they sold everybody off, probably just so they could get the hell out of there, justify getting out of there. So what a story there. You're on Stefon Diggs' watch, apparently, Angel.
I don't want to be.
That's been the number one story all over the tube today.
Well, yesterday, he didn't show up to practice, and that was a whole day of stories.
He did
today,
show
he shows up, and we get another full day of Stefon Diggs.
I just think my thing that's weird is McDermott said he talked to, or that he wasn't there, and then Diggs' agent comes out and says, dude, we talked to McDermott. So that was the weird thing there.
Well, apparently he was there. He just wasn't at practice.
But did he talk to McDermott?
Who cares?
Okay, Tyreek Hill doesn't show up for minicamp. And Mike McDaniel comes out and says, he's not here. Don't know where he is. And Tyreek Hill's agent comes out and says, I was in his office the other day. He was in his office the other day and they were talking. You don't think that that would be a little concerning?
Yeah, but like,
someone's lying.
Someone's lying, but also Tyreek can take a day off practice. And
right.
It's not a big deal.
But that's not the point. The point isn't a missed practice to me. It's somebody is lying.
Well, then it's just miscommunication between
the agent and the player
and the coach.
I guess. Because your coach is saying he's not there. And then the agent's coming out saying, dude, he was like in your office.
Well,
and you
it's
guys
like
talked.
We saw the Diggs and Allen drama in the playoffs, and like they're yelling at each other on the sidelines, and then it just went quiet for a while. And then this story pops up, and it's, oh, wait, let's remember what Stefon Diggs did? Now it's the biggest story in the world.
This is minicamp, so I'm not shocked when I see player didn't show up for minicamp, even though these
Especially
are mandatory.
He's a veteran player. Like, vets take off practice all the time.
Yeah, I don't have an issue necessarily with that. I mean, it just happens all over the NFL. But my issue is more the wires crossing or whatever. Somebody.
I still don't know who won the Stanley Cup last night.
Las Vegas did.
Oh, really?
They killed him.
I wouldn't have known. ESPN's been on all day.
They don't. I'll tell you this. Nuggets fans think that we got gripes. How about the entire NHL? Like, there's
supposedly
nothing.
Supposedly their best year in terms of ratings, but.
Was it really?
Supposedly.
That's crazy to me. I don't know. For me, it was like the Avs were out so early that we weren't. Like, I'm not a hockey guy. So when the Avs are out, I'm probably not watching hockey. NBA, yeah, if the Nuggets would have got, I don't know, this year if they would have got bounced, I might have just went into a deep, dark depression and not watched.
Like I said, the last 2 years, I didn't watch.
But most of the time, I do. I tend to just, I don't know, this was the first year I really said the Nuggets are winning a title, though. So I would have been very disappointed. The years before, I'm like, they're in the playoffs. We'll see what happens. And then I keep watching. But, hockey doesn't get any real love, and that's where it is. They're fourth. They're number four down the totem pole there. The Dalvin Cook watch continues as Angel and I watch with bated breath because the two names that you're hearing, at least, and you were hearing the Dolphins are the national favorite to land him, but locally we're hearing a lot of steam pick up that the Broncos could get him. Now, Dalvin Cook said he's not in a hurry to sign with anyone. He's in no rush after being released by the Vikings last week. He was on, probably you heard him on KFKA, he was on the Rich Eisen show. He said he's trying to find the best fit for him and his family, which would kind of make sense with Miami. And he wants an organization that values him when he does pick his new team. He said his shoulder's feeling great. Well, of course. He's not going to get on and say, you know, I'm having issues with this bad boy. He spoke in the third person, which means he means business. I want somebody who values Dalvin Cook. I want somebody that wants me to be there and give me the ball. I just want to go into the right situation so I can go help somebody win. I don't know. I feel like the steam slowed. We've slowed down in the Dalvin Cook talk for the Broncos potentially. Yeah, I still think he's probably going to end up in Miami.
Well, I was seeing this stuff on Twitter, you know, why are we devaluing running backs, or why can't, you know, running backs find a team anymore? It's like, because it's not the way the NFL works anymore.
No, it's not. I wish it was,
but it's
not.
We talk about wear and tear on these guys, but you also want to make sure they're good. You don't use them as much, but they want to get used a lot because they're football players and they want to play. And it's just, it doesn't work like that. You know, you have your one-off, I will say it, a one-off Derrick Henry season where he goes off, but Derek's not going to be a long-lasting running back. I knew that when he got drafted.
He won't play past 30.
But you have Ezekiel Elliott still does not have a team. Saquon Barkley has yet to sign an extension, and now Dalvin Cook apparently can't find a team that's willing to pay them $10-12+ million.
Yeah, even though he had 4 years in a row, including last year where he rushed for over 1,000 yards. 10 years ago, it would have been like, get that guy in Denver now.
But in today's NFL, it's not so much the talented running back, it's how good is your offensive line.
It is 100% that now. I mean, yes, you have to have Derrick Henry's do some crazy things, but Derrick Henry's do not grow on trees anymore. There was a time when there was a lot of good running backs, but it's just, it's not an emphasis anymore. We're getting crafty with our schemes now where different type of players can come in and run the ball and be effective.
And you don't need to be, you know, a big bruising running back. You can be a small Christian McCaffrey type.
Leonard Fournette hasn't signed yet either.
Right.
He's been on Good Morning Football. He's staying on there for the next 3 days unless he gets signed.
The mold of the running back has changed so much. It's almost not, you can't even call it running back anymore.
Well, look at what San Francisco does with both with Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel being a wide receiver, they run with him a lot. And Christian McCaffrey, they throw to him a lot. The way you use a running back has completely changed. Will that ever go back to where it was? They were doing on Good Morning Football this morning, you know, some of the top five running backs that they hadn't interviewed before. They were just putting together a list. And they talk about like guys like Jerome Bettis. You're not going to see Jerome Bettis anymore where a guy does it for like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years. You're going to see the bruisers go for like 5 years of pretty good football, maybe 3 to 4, and then they got like 2 years where they just kind of are there. You know, Leonard Fournette will probably get on a team and he'll just be like a third guy, third down back. But the emphasis that teams are putting on the quarterback now to not only make the right throws, make the right reads. In the 3rd and 2, are we going to run it? Or are we putting the ball in our quarterback's hands, who we pay the most and has all the options? Because nowadays, what do you think the percentage of quarterbacks in the league, I'm not saying running quarterback, but can scramble, can outrun defensive linemen to get 5 yards relatively easy? Are we over 50%? Gotta be, right?
I'd say so.
So that's
like Rodgers, Cousins, you know, like
they can move.
You're older or you're bigger quarterbacks. Like obviously Josh Allen's big in size, but he can also move.
You can also trust
Kirk
him
Cousins,
to get 2 yards.
I don't know if he could run 3 yards fast. Like,
but he could. So okay, let's just look at it. Patrick Mahomes, trust him to scramble.
Yep.
Justin Herbert, he can move. But he's like Josh Allen, kind
he's
of.
Almost
in that
like,
way.
He's almost like his legs don't move a lot.
Yeah, but he's not slow.
No,
he's not necessarily quick. But
he's more of I need space to pick up speed.
Yeah, Cousins can get out and do it if he has to, but you're not asking him to.
He's also old.
Joe Burrow,
sure,
we can see him move. Jared Goff,
mm-mm.
Unless he's like being just. The play is completely broke down and he's taken off like a Peyton Manning thing. Josh Allen, you talked about. Geno Smith can move.
Sure.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Not necessarily quick all the time, but he can
not
get
as
out
much
and move.
As he did in college, but he's got it.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Can move. Rodgers doesn't want to, but he can move. If you're 3rd and 2 and you give him 2 options to throw
at
and they break
this
down.
Age, I don't know.
Your boy, Tua.
He can move.
He can move. Russell Wilson can still move. He's still part of the can move category. Derek Carr, he can move. Daniel Jones, we learned last year, can really move.
Just don't give him open grass so he'll trip up.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, Dable figured it out. Like, this guy runs. Why don't we do that more? He can actually move. Just trying to, Mac Jones.
God, no. Please, no.
Dak can run, can move if he's not hurt. Most of the guys, Kyler Murray, all. So my point is, it's like 3rd and 2, do I want a guy that can run but also can throw, or do I just hand it off and hope my offensive line can push their defensive line out of the way? Because that's what you're doing. If I go with my quarterback, I got options. So for so many reasons, you're just seeing the league change. And no, Dalvin Cook's not, no one's going to be in a rush to get him necessarily because you don't want to pay him that much.
How many times in a game, just in the last few years, have you seen a running back bust out a few decent 30-plus runs?
Oh, you've seen some big ones now. Monster runs now. I mean,
are they as common as, you know, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a quarterback or running
back?
Running back. We're running back? No, no.
Like, you might see one big run a game.
Yeah, you don't see guys bust through the second level and then have to evade a safety and then they're gone. You don't see that as much. A quarterback, you're starting to see the opposite. Like, you can see a quarterback. Obviously, Lamar Jackson. But I saw Daniel Jones take off for long freaking runs before, man.
You've seen receivers get five-yard slants and take it to the house.
Yes. So, I mean, you're more like, let's use our passing game as a mini run game. Do I like the trend? I like a good run game. I like handing a ball off and give me 3 yards here, give me 4 yards the next, and it's third and three. Here we go.
We can admit that, yeah, it's not a great situation for running backs, but that's just what the league is now. And getting mad at organizations for, oh, you are not paying these guys. It's not financially feasible to do it.
It doesn't pay. And you know what else they do, Angel? That quarterbacks don't do unless they're hit from behind and sacked. They don't fumble a lot. Quarterbacks don't fumble a lot. They fumble when they're in the pocket and they stand there too long and a defensive lineman comes up behind him and swipes the ball. Running backs, Melvin Gordon, running backs fumble because they get in the scrum. Quarterbacks don't get in the scrum.
Outside of O-linemen and D-linemen, who's getting hit the most?
Yeah.
Your running back.
Running back. But when a running back gets the ball, he seeks contact, correct? So when he's getting that contact, the other guys are coming in trying to strip it. When the quarterback takes off and run, he seeks open space to get down. If I see anybody getting within 2-5 yards of me, I'm sliding. That's what you're taught. So you don't have the tendency to fumble as much. So they're also a liability. McLean says, Brady, are we doing fantasy football this year, or are you scared again? What am I scared of? I've won this thing before, haven't I?
Well, I won it, and then we just kind of stopped doing it, so yeah. I don't know.
And we ended it. How about you get that WWE title belt that you sent me?
Wasn't that cool?
Let's make that our belt.
Triple H shouting out the Denver Nuggets with his
freaking
awesome
Triple H,
WWE belt with the Nuggets logos on it.
I would own that. And wear it.
I was going to say, that wouldn't go in your office. Brady just wear that just all the time.
I put it on my shoulder walking in, you know.
How are we doing this morning, fellas?
Hey, Angel, just checking on you. Just seeing how, this. Oh, this belt that's on my shoulders. This is a championship belt. Are you wanting to do fantasy football?
I haven't done it in a few years. So I
we could do it. We could
I did win the office pool last year, so. They take
did
that.
We do a fantasy thing last year?
We did
the
point spreads.
I never paid you. Did I ever pay you for that?
You did.
Okay.
You all bought me groceries that week.
Forgot. Yeah, we could do fantasy.
If we're going to do fantasy, you got to be doing it. Like,
oh.
If you sign up and we send an email, you better confirm it right then and there.
Yep, that's what. Well,
because that's the worst thing about fantasy is you get people to do it and they don't. You don't got to be 100%, but. Pay attention to
it. Our boy Dixon hates it if you sign up to do it, but you aren't like active throughout the season. Because he gets mad.
Yeah,
at
if
that.
You miss a lineup set up one weekend, fine. But at least know what you're doing.
I don't care as much because I got my lineup and the way I go, but like Dixon hates it because he'll be like, you see good guys on the bench and they're like, you're not even playing, man. Put those guys out there so we can go pick them up. I get that. I do. So we'll talk about it. We'll see. But McLean loves doing our fantasy football thing, man. These guys get into it. We'll go do it at like Cables or something. Make it a big deal. Have some fun with it. I'll take Lamar Jackson first, obviously. That's the way that's going. How many Dolphins players would you take? Are you one of those guys? Or do you use your brain and pick fantasy football? Or do you use your heart?
I would use both in that the Dolphins, I project the Dolphins offense to be fairly good, if not great. So I would, Tyreek probably not going to be able to pick him up depending on where you're at. I would take Jalen Waddle.
Would you take Tyreek Hill? If you got first pick, would you take Tyreek Hill?
Don't you normally take quarterbacks first?
You used to take running backs back in the day, but
I mean, if we weren't taking quarterbacks first, I would take Tyreek.
Our league is 4 points for a touchdown pass, so it does favor wide receivers or running backs. And the reason I always take running backs first, if, you know, they're studs, they're going to get more carries. They're going to get more touches than a wide receiver. So that being said, knowing that it's probably a running back or receiver, you'd probably go Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. I'd take Lamar Jackson still first.
If I had
I'd take the
Dolphins defense too.
Mm-hmm. We're already thinking about it. We got a little bit here. Well, we know McClain would be in.
Dibs.
We do it through ESPN. We could do it through a different network if we want. But ESPN always has it. It's already set up. Okay, text me now if you would be in on our fantasy football thing. Let's start getting a...
This won't happen until a couple months from now.
No, you're not in if you text it. You're going to have to work to get on.
Early interest gauge.
Yeah, early interest gauge for the whole show's fantasy football challenge. And maybe we can get a belt. We get a WWE belt with Nuggets logo on the sides.
No, just go to Walmart and pick up one from the rack.
No, just get like a regular belt.
Here's a nice regular black leather belt.
Tanner's probably got one of those Western bull ridey thingy belt buckles that we put on there and make it look like it's a WWE style belt.
It's an idea.
Don't you just assume Tanner has that and a bolo tie?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Probably a hat or two.
Stickman says, I'm in. Kelsey's number one pick. Guy's already making their pick.
Which Kelsey?
Yeah, which Kelsey? You taking an offensive lineman or a tight end? All right, if you're in, let us know. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. McClain says, Sleeper is way better than ESPN, but ESPN is nice, especially if you are just a casual player. Sleeper? I've never heard of that.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is. Well, let us know if you're in. We got a couple. 27 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and take a break. We got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffaloes, going to join us in a moment. So I'm excited about that. Don't go anywhere. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Our game beer of the week from On the Rocks Liquor is this one's from Berthoud Brewing, a Scottish ale. So check that one out. Available at On the Rocks. Always hooking it up with local breweries that you can check out. Tasting coming up this Friday's from Estate Brand Wines. Four types of wines there that you can check out, courtesy of On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. All right, well over the clock here. We got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, going to join us next. How's the roster looking? And we'll see if Mark has any updates for us on CU's quest to likely get back into the Big 12. We'll talk to Mark coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Of the Big Four, who's going to win a title next? The Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Avalanche, the Denver Broncos, or the Colorado Rockies? Joining me now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Maybe we should expand the poll question to as far as who's going to win a conference championship or something along those lines when we're talking CU Buffs with Mark Johnson. Mark, my friend, how are we doing on this Wednesday afternoon?
Well, first off, I'm talking from Gillette, Wyoming right now, so I'm north of Colorado. But secondly, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, you sound fancy today, you know, talking from your new studios.
Mark, you got to get in here and check this out, man.
You sound better today. You're a better broadcaster.
Good. I was wondering, does it make me sound taller by chance?
Through this microphone than you were previously.
Well, we got to get you in here, Mark. I know you've been to our old studios, and that was like a mansion, right? That was just beautiful there. But you're going to be excited to see the new place. I'm pumped to get you in here.
I look forward. being a radio geek like I am, I like that kind of stuff. So, you know, the old place, though, had character, didn't it? I mean, there was history of character in that building.
Yeah, character, that is one word for it, Mark. We're going to go with character. Yes, it had a lot of character.
In this case, I think character is synonymous with decrepitness and mold.
Yes. I know, and the asbestos that we were no likely breathing in, I'm sure. But, you know, we're in the new spot. We're excited about new beginnings for us. New beginnings for the Colorado Buffaloes. Of course, we've talked about it. It doesn't feel like a new beginning, but the primetime effect has been a lot of fun, very entertaining to follow along. How is this roster kind of starting to mold here, Mark? Because, you know, a month or two ago, we're seeing the names leave. Even though we kind of knew that was coming, you know, Deion Sanders comes in and says there's going to be a lot of changes. How has the roster kind of looked in your mind? Just, you know, we don't have to get too deep into it, but just based off a few of the big names coming in and helping solidify this roster.
Well, I'll tell you what. Deion did a speaking event here, it's got to be 2 weeks ago or so now. And we got talking about that very thing. And he said, you know, it's interesting to me. Putting it like that.
Yeah, I think we lost, Mark. I don't know, Angel. See if you can get a better connection with him. If not, we'll just... he's in Gillette, Wyoming, man.
Yeah, that's not much up there.
Yeah, maybe.
And our phones are still... They're coming along.
Do you think that was our phone or was that his phone?
Probably a bit of both.
I'm going to text him, Mark Johnson. We love working with him, but can't get him. I don't know if that's us or him or both. Probably both. It sounds like it's him, maybe. Yeah. You know what? We'll just get Mark back on the show. We'll get him on next week. I wanted to talk to him a little bit, though, just about the roster. And how it's coming together, because you are seeing bigger names start to step up here, come in here, and Sanders is excited about some of that and what they're looking for. And, you know, he went on to explain it. He's like, why are people freaking out that we don't, you know, that all these names are leaving? It's not like we were a bowl team. It's not like we were a 500 team. So, yeah, you're going to have that. It's to be expected. You're going to have names and players move on and kind of get forced out of here. And some people don't like that, what we've seen with primetime. That maybe he was too much of an NFL coach, kind of NFL-minded type coach. No, did we get Mark? No?
No.
Bad. Still bad.
Bad. Just
yeah. They don't have cell phone towers in Gillette, Wyoming, probably, huh?
I don't think so.
Maybe no.
They have razors?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Is that where Gillette is made?
Probably. Never thought about that until this very moment.
He's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just up here in Gillette, Wyoming. Well, that's kind of the issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I don't know if it's on us or not, but
it's probably more on us.
You think so?
I'd say 55, whatever the other number is.
Well, somebody call in and Lodster, where are you? Dixon, somebody call in and see if it's on us or if it's on...
It's weird. I know our boss, Damon, is working very hard on getting everything still finalized and set up and comfortable here. We'll get it going.
Yeah, we'll get it going. We got everything else going, but we'll see if we can maybe catch up with Mark when the phones are working. I don't know. We'll see. Who is that? Is that Mark? Is that Lodster? Is it bad? Does it sound like Mark's?
I'm not getting anyone through.
Okay, so it's on us then, huh? People call in. We're testing our phones live on the show today on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Testing out the phones. Yeah, sure. Lodster.
You have Lonnie the guinea pig here.
Lodster, you're our guinea pig today. How do you sound?
Well, you sound pretty good on this end.
Yeah, we've got you crystal clear. Yeah, no, it's good.
All right. I know it takes me a while to kind of get through to you guys now.
Well, we had phone issues this morning, right? So
yeah, and you also had it yesterday, too.
Did we have it during our show?
No, the morning show. I didn't try your show yesterday.
Okay. Well, we're working on it, Lodster. We're working on it, man.
Well, you know, I was going to kind of jump in on that poll question they had yesterday.
What was the one they had yesterday?
Oh, what was your favorite sports moment?
What was it?
Well, I'm going to stir it up a little bit.
Okay.
Mine was Loveland High winning the state championship.
Yeah, well, you're a diehard preps guy, so I get that, man. Mm-hmm. Makes sense for you, Lonster.
Yes, it does. But no, when they won their first state championship in '82, and they kept it up ever since.
Who was the? Was that? That wasn't Poovy back then, was it?
Oh yeah, it was.
It was okay. Yeah.
No, Poovy came in '78, and about four years later, he took it over, and that's the rest of the story.
I think I'm going to have him on the show because he's working with this Broncos, Greg Minuski, linebacker coach, his youth football camp there in Loveland in your neck of the woods. So I think we're going to have him on at some point.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so keep your ears open for that potentially. June 28th and 29th is that camp. So some big names will be out at that thing. It's going to be awesome.
You know what? That sounds like fun, you know?
Lonster, what's for lunch today, man?
You know what? I kind of went and had me a sausage, egg biscuit, and some iced tea for lunch.
Did you put a little hot sauce on that sausage and egg biscuit?
You know what? They didn't have any, but
what?
You know what? It worked out.
I'm telling you, man, we got to get you hooked up with Jerry Schimmel. He'll give you the Louisiana hot sauce.
You know what? I see it at the grocery store quite a bit, too.
We need to get you, like, some of those small ones that you can just keep with you at all times. Like, maybe put it on a necklace or something.
You know what? Hey, when I run out of that hot sauce, I'll let you know.
All right, my man. Lonster.
Right now, I got a whole bunch of them stacked up in my cupboard.
I imagine instead of a wine cellar, you have a hot sauce cellar.
Yes, I do. Right in the kitchen.
Man, we appreciate you. Thanks for testing it out for us here.
You know what? Anytime I can help you guys out, you just let me know.
I will. I absolutely will. Lonster on the line there. First Advantage Hotline. It's 970-353-1310. Well, that worked. So
of course it works for Lonnie.
Can we see if somebody else can test it here? Just call. You don't even have to get on the air. Just talk to Angel. You don't have to get on the air.
You don't have to talk to me.
Just say hi. Hi,
Once
Angel.
Once you hear it picked up, just say, hey, it's me.
And then you got to test to see if they sound okay. So as many people that could call in right now and let us know if our phone lines are working. 970-353-1310.
That's how it's done in the radio business,
it's,
folks.
Dude, we're opening it up. We want the Hooligans to be a part of the show, and now you're going to help us fix stuff. So 970-353-1310. Bummer, we didn't get to catch up with Mark Johnson all the way through, but I'm sure we'll catch up with him at some point.
I'm sure some story will develop in the next week or so.
About the Buffs. Who are your most hated teams right now?
As a fan?
Yeah, that you're annoyed with. The Buffs are up there.
Yeah, Buffs are there. The Bills are there. That's about it. It's just those two.
I just want to know.
No one else is really annoying.
So the Buffs annoys you. The Bills annoy you. That's interesting.
Broncos
both are bison.
Close.
Why do the Broncos annoy you?
Because
why?
Because I'm not a fan of them, so I'm a natural.
But you live in this state. You've got to become one. You got to kind of become one a little bit.
I don't have to do anything.
Well, you got to, I mean, how do you do a sports show and produce a sports
I
show in the state of
pay
Colorado?
Pay attention to them. I watch as much of their games as I can, but I'm not going to.
What is it you don't
it.
Like about them? I got to ask.
It's not that I don't like them. I'm not a fan of them.
But why are they annoying to you? You said they're getting up there. Why?
Well, they're getting there. They're not
why?
Quite there yet.
I'm
well,
asking why.
It's not
why.
Football season.
But why are they annoying?
Well, a lot of the stuff we talked about last year.
But that's not last year.
Russell,
I told you. They
I get
turned
that.
The page.
So you're not quite there yet.
We are now. You're not going to hear
less,
right?
The season starts and you start doing some stuff that may annoy me, then we'll see if you move up the list.
You're going to start this rivalry, and you don't want this kind of smoke from Broncos country. Broncos country.
I'm fine.
This ain't Miami. This ain't Dolphins fans who kind of are we fans? Do we even know what football is? This is Broncos country, Angel. And we're going to educate you on Broncos country this year. We're going to do that. It's going to happen.
Because the world's biggest Broncos fan is right outside my door.
And he's intimidating.
And no.
But I'm telling you, man, you're going to see it. When Broncos country is alive and well. Because you were a fan at one point. You were a bandwagon fan, though.
Yeah.
We're going to get you back on the bandwagon.
I've seen it, and I do not want back on this horse carriage.
But we won't let you once we get rolling, man.
I don't want to be there. You guys have fun.
But why the hate?
There's no hate.
You were a fan of the Broncos with Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Now you are annoyed by the Broncos. I don't get it.
Not yet.
But I don't get it.
I liked Peyton Manning as an athlete. I didn't have an NFL team to follow. I had been coming out to Denver for the past few summers. And, well, why not? Let's see what the Broncos can do. Atlanta, Tennessee, and New Orleans, they're not any good right now. So I'm not rooting for these regional teams. I'll root for the Broncos for a bit. They won a Super Bowl. Cool. Now I'm going to go back to college football for a while, and then I moved out here, and it was, hey, a lot of professional teams here. You should pick some. So I picked a couple. That's it.
Broncos
just got left out.
It's weird to me.
Broncos and Avs are kind of off to the side for me.
Oh, you're not an Avs guy.
I don't consider myself an Avs fan.
Really?
I support them. I, you know, follow them as much as I can, but I don't call myself an Avs fan.
You are an enigma as far as a sports fan to me. You know, even your Twitter. I'm looking at your Twitter right now. I got your Twitter pulled up. The amount, you just have so many different teams. I get why you're a fan of all of these teams.
Big sports guy.
Alabama. You like Alabama because you grew up there.
Yep.
You like the Bears because you graduated from there. You like the Dolphins because of Tua, but if Tua left today, you would not be a Dolphins fan.
He's winning me over a bit.
I don't think you would.
Mike McDaniel and them, they're winning me over.
You would stick with them if they got rid of your boy.
What if they
cut him someday? What if they cut him next year because he's not good?
I don't know why they would do
that.
I'm
just setting up the...
If Tua went to a different team, I would, of course, follow him as I follow all
would that be your
Alabama
number one team?
Players. No.
You'd stay. The Dolphins would still be your number one team?
I've invested
too
much into the Dolphins at this point.
So you're
in
Dolphins
terms of
fan.
Money and fandom and emotion and all that, yeah.
So even if Tua leaves, you're still... Dolphins are your number one team.
Yeah.
You just become a Dolphin.
I've made that decision. I'm not going to go to another NFL team at this point.
But you have before. The past shows you
well,
have
I didn't
before.
I didn't have a team. The Broncos weren't my team.
Tua comes to Denver.
That'd be awesome.
Would you be a Broncos
I'd
fan?
Best for him.
Would you be a Broncos fan?
I wouldn't. No.
No?
No.
So even though...
I've admitted to being a bandwagon fan before.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot for somebody to admit that they were a bandwagon fan. I'm now saying I've picked my team. This is my team.
So you're not jumping off?
No.
No matter what?
No. At this point, no.
Today,
I've given that organization
so much
money.
You're giving me the coach. You know, at this point, we don't foresee any changes coming up.
I'm telling
up.
You, no.
Oh, I don't know, man.
No, because I can tell you, I can follow Jerry Jeudy's career. I can follow Trevon Diggs. I follow Derrick Henry's careers. I watch them because I'm fans of those players individually. Tua just happens to be on my professional football team.
You started liking the Dolphins because of Tua, though.
Yes.
But if Tua left, you'd stay there.
But since that, the Dolphins, as an organization, the players on the team, they've won me over.
Like I said, you're an enigma to me. 12:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is the largest privately owned, fully vertically integrated orthopedic and spine medical group in Colorado and one of the largest in the U.S. Check them out online. Learn more about how they've helped so many people in the area at orthohealth.com and how perhaps they can help you out. First Advantage text lines 888-530-0043. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Who will be the next of the big four to win a title? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Nuggets, Broncos, Avalanche, or the Rockies. And now the Nuggets are at 39%. The Nuggets are over the top. They have passed up the Avs. So it's the Nuggets first, then the Avs, then the Broncos, and then the Rockies. Okay, so you made it. Angel, you said you're not really an Avalanche. Are you a Rockies fan?
Why? I would consider myself a Rockies fan.
Why the Rockies and not the Avs? Is it the sport?
It's the sport.
Just more of a baseball guy than a hockey guy.
More of a baseball guy than hockey, yeah.
Okay.
That's really it. No love lost for either one, but...
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
If I heard someone say, oh, I'm a big Avs fan, but they don't follow the team that much of the sport, then be like, nah, you're fake. Rather than being called fake, I will be honest and say I'm not an Avs fan.
I'm an Avs fan.
I'm a supporter.
I'm not.
For sure.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you every in and out of the Avs, but I like, you know, when they get in the playoffs and we watch them and we talk about them throughout the regular season. But
say that wearing a burgundy shirt,
huh? Yeah, you are wearing an Av. You do look like an Av threw up on you today. You had your Nuggets mustard shirt on yesterday.
It's my Rocky outfit.
Yeah, that was good.
Golden shirt.
Are you wearing the Joker jersey tomorrow?
I think so.
You coming in with sleeves, with a shirt underneath, or are you going...
Yes.
Are you guns out, suns out, guns out?
Workplace, Brady.
Well, you could make an exception. It's parade day tomorrow. You know, I think that...
Are you having a parade here?
We'll walk down the hall together.
Two hallways we can walk
down. We can
down.
All walk down the hall together. Ooh, there goes Angel. Look at that one. Oh, there's a Tanner. I like that. 12:57 the time. Final hour coming up. The Chris Dempsey. Don't call him Christopher. Chris Dempsey's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Look forward to that conversation. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.